After the baptism of Jesus in the River of Jordan at the hands of John the Baptist, he was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The wilderness would be his school, just as it had been the school of Moses and Elijah. It would later serve the same purpose for Paul. All human contact was left behind as he lived with the beast for 40 days and ate nothing. Our Lord's coming was to do battle with the forces of evil, and his first encounter was not with the Pharisees or the Sadducees or with the government of Rome. It was, in fact, with the prince of evil himself, the devil, the father of lies. In the fourth chapter of the book of Matthew, the apostle said, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." We shall all be tempted. Jesus said, "In this world you will have temptations." Not only that, Paul tells us that he was tempted in all points, as we are, yet without sin. Then the apostle tells us that when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Verse 3 said the tempter came to him. I believe that he came to him in a vision. You know that Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost, and we know the Bible tells us that Holy Ghost-filled people would have visions and dreams. Jesus being young, I believe he had a vision. Did you know the word vision was used 89 times in the Bible, 15 times in the New Testament alone? We find the apostle tells us in the 17th chapter, verse 9, tells us of the encounter on the mountain of transfiguration when Jesus was talking to Moses and Elijah. Peter, James, and John was also there with him, and they saw this take place. All three saw this vision. And as they were coming down from that mountain of transfiguration, Jesus charged them, saying, "Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead." And we've all read about Peter's housetop vision, where God broke down various types of animals on a sheet and asked Peter to eat. And Peter said, "Not so, Lord. I've never eaten anything unclean." And this happened three times. And the Bible says that while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men seek you." And then we find in Revelations, the first chapter, verse 10, the Apostle John tells us, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day." And then in chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "After this, behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a thousand trumpets talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter." John, in a vision, went up into heaven. Yet I believe his body never left the island. Therefore, I believe that the devil came to him in a vision and took him up to the pinnacle of the temple, and then up on the high mountain. But I believe that his body never left the desert. I believe that all of this happened in a vision, which makes it no less true. The tempter came and said to him, "If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." The devil didn't say, "If you be the Son of God," in order to cast doubt on who Jesus was. Jesus knew he was the Son of God. The devil knew that he was the Son of God. But this was cast at Jesus in a mockingly sarcastic way. If you be who you think you are, command these stones to be made bread. What was the Lord's reply? It is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word. You're not allowed to pick and choose. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.